Welcome to Creepy Tales. I am your host, the Great White Snark, Scotty J.
I'm one of his children.
Alright, you know Halloween's coming up, and I plan on releasing this one around Halloween.
Isn't Halloween in like a couple of weeks or so?
Yeah. Well, this one will get released. This will be our Halloween show.
Yay!
You're familiar with vampires, right?
Bloodsuckers.
Right.
Sleepers of the day. Hunters of the night.
Right. Would you believe that here in America we had a vampire panic?
Where, what place didn't have a vampire panic back then?
Well, no. In, what happened was in...
didn't that stuff start in Europe?
Well, it did start in Europe, and when people started coming over to America, the immigrants, they brought their traditions with them. Well, what happened was back in the 19th century, which would have been the 1800s, there was a vampire panic in New England.
Really?
Yeah, Rhode Island, Eastern Connecticut, Vermont, and other parts of the New England section of America had a vampire problem, or so they thought.
Who knows, it could have been Count Chocula.
Right. It could have been the Count from Sesame Street. One stupid idiot.
Two stupid idiots.
No, what happened was, there was an outbreak of tuberculosis at the time.
Oh, yeah, that shit.
Yeah, well, it was referred to as the consumption because it appeared to consume the infected person's body. Now, see, back then, they didn't know that it was like we do. It's a bacterial disease. They didn't know, you know, what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So, people got, you know, if, like, okay, say, grandma got it, okay? Oh, well, you'd all stay in the house to take care of her, and you'd quarantine yourselves. Mm-hmm. Well, as she's breathing out the air, she's also breathing out tuberculosis, and you would breathe it in, and there was a chance you would catch it, too.
Mm.
Now, people believe that due to the deceased TB sufferer, they were draining the life of other family members. Now, the belief that consumption was spread this way was widely held in New England and in Europe.
Oh.
So people are trying to think of ways to protect themselves. You know, okay, how can we stop all this from happening? Now, one of the ways they thought of this was, they exhumed the bodies and examined them. Now, the corpse was deemed to be feeding on the living if it was determined to be unusually fresh, especially the heart or other organs contained liquid blood.
Oh.
Well, you know, now with funerary practices, we drain the blood out of the body and put, you know,
embalming in it.
They didn't do it back then. They didn't know about it. Now, after the culprit was identified, there was a number of proposed ways to stop the attacks. The most benign of these was simply to turn the body over, and roll the body over in the grave so they can't get out.
Oh, they can get out.
Well, I'm sorry, Grandma. We just have to roll you over. You can't feed on us no more.
I'm sorry, Grandma, but we have to lay you face down in the coffin now.
Now, in other cases, families would burn the fresh organs and rebury. They would cut open the body, take the organs out, and burn them. And then they would rebury the body without the organs in the body.
Why didn't the Egyptians do that?
No, the Egyptians found a way to take the organs out. No, yeah. We're talking New England, yeah. Now, occasionally the body would be decapitated, which, okay, in all the vampire stuff that I've read, chop off the head, put a stake through the body, stuff the mouth full of garlic, remove the head from the body so the son bitch don't come back.
Yeah.
Now, affected family members would also inhale smoke from the burnt organs or consume the ashes in a further attempt to cure the consumption.
I am trying to wrap my mind around the sheer amounts of stupidity in that.
But this was their belief. They didn't have the medical knowledge we do.
Okay, everyone, let's see Grandma.
Right, you know, hey, we're going to barbecue up Grandma's heart, you know, put some sautéed liver with it, you know, put some onions, you know.
Can I get a side of barbecue sauce with that?
Didn't you know Guy Fieri would show up? Yeah. Grandma's heart's off the chain. Next on Diner Strikes and Dives.
I wonder how many people are going to listen to this. I wonder how fucked up are we.
Oh, God. All we got to do is spend some time with us. Now, one of the most well-known cases of this involved a woman named Mercy Brown.
Yeah.
Well, her mother contracted consumption, which spread to the rest of the family, moving to her sister, her brother, and finally to Mercy. Because, you know, a family that gets the disease shares it, stays together, you know? Mm-hmm.
You breathe in my illness, you suffer with me.
Right. Remember that time you knocked over the lamp and blamed it on someone else? Guess what, children?
You now die with me.
Now, neighbors believe that one of the family members was a vampire that had the illness because one died and now everyone else was dying, so the vampire was coming back at night, feasting on everyone.
Yeah.
Now, 2 months after Mercy's death, her father, who did not believe that the vampire was to blame, he reluctantly permitted others to exhume the bodies of his family. Now, they found out that Mercy's body did not show any significant decomposition. Well, no, not after 2 fucking months.
It's going to take longer than that to...
Right, it's going to take a little bit longer for the body to decay there, George.
I will love him and hug him.
No. You dig her up after 2 months, you know.
She's not decomposed.
So, she had fresh blood in her heart, and she had turned into grave. Okay. Like I said, they didn't drain blood out of the body, so of course her heart's going to have blood.
Yeah.
And as for rolling in the grave, you know, I kind of think that maybe, depending on how the casket was built, maybe she rolled, you know, the body shifted and moved as they were trying to lower her into the ground.
Yeah.
Well, all this evidence was enough to make the villagers believe that Mercy had came back as a vampire and feasted on her family.
Oh, boy.
So, the heart was exhumed out of her, and the body was burnt. Now, they mixed the ashes with water and gave to her surviving brother to drink it in order to stop the influence of the undead. So, they burned up her body. Mixed it up with a little bit of water. Go, here, Junior, drink this shit. This will cure you. Well, guess what? It didn't work. Junior died of tuberculosis. I wonder why. He fucking drink his sister like it was a fucking Ovaltine shake.
Susan tastes like Ovaltine.
Right, you know? Did they get a fucking little orphan Annie decoder ring for their shit? Now, another victim of this was a man by the name of Frederick Ransom. Now, he died on He died on February 14th, 1817.
Oh, okay.
You know what? What better day to die than Valentine's Day? Profess your love to a woman.
I love you. Heart explodes.
And he was 20 at the time of his death.
What a good age to die at.
Well, Dad wanted to take no chances, so he thought that, you know, poor Fred was going to come up from the ground and attack the family. So he had Fred exhumed and had his heart burned on a blacksmith's forge. Because, you know, every village had a blacksmith back in the day. Now, he was a student at Dartmouth College. He was from a well-to-do family. And it was unusual that he should fall victim to the vampire panic, which went along, you know, mostly went along with rednecks. So, what, you know, what you gotta understand was back then, it was, you know, communities were very isolated from each other. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like it is now where we can hop in a car and, you know, just drive to wherever we have to go. You know, villages were often miles apart from each other. There was very little communication between them. So when something like this happened, they fell on old practices. And, well, this is, you know, kind of like the witch trials, too. You know, Salem was isolated. They had mass hysteria kicked in, and that's what happened. So people panicked, and they kind of brought over the folklore from where their ancestors came from, mm-hmm, to kind of deal with this crazed vampire panic that happened in America.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's real fucked up, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We are a fucked up country.
Oh, fucking yay, right we are.
And some of us are proud to be that.
Amen, brother. But, I haven't really looked into, like, the folklore of, you know, different areas. And it's like a lot of it depends on what nationality settled in what area.
Yeah.
You know, like New York was settled by Dutch. Parts of Pennsylvania was Dutch. They were also Quakers, so you've got a lot of different nationalities settling in areas, and they all bring their legends with them. I'm trying to get a hold of a book of Irish legends to kind of share with you.
Ooh, and Irish.
Yeah, banshees and leprechauns and, you know.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting that leprechauns are Irish.
Yeah. I actually had to look up when I was originally doing original stories for Creepy Tales, I wrote one about a leprechaun.
Yeah?
Yeah, I actually had some Irish listeners say I did a good job on it. Showing the heritage, folks. Mm-hmm. But we're going to wrap this one up, so you know where to find us out there, folks. And for Creepy Tales, I'm Scotty J.
I'm Alex.
Catch you later, folks.
Mm-hmm.